This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The new conservative government in Venezuela has announced a plan to give ownership titles to tens of thousands of the poor who live in public housing built by former President Chavez's government. A federal judge in Louisiana has ruled the city of New Orleans can remove its Confederate statues. A $6.5 million judgment has been returned against the founder of Bikram Yoga over sexual harassment, leading to punitive firing of an advisor. Six other women have also sued him for sexual abuse claims. Since the Wounded Warriors Project's inception in 2003 as a basement operation handing out backpacks to wounded war veterans, the charity has evolved into a fundraising giant, taking in more than $372 million last year alone, largely through small donations from people over 65. According to the nonprofit Charity Navigator, it spends more than 40% on fundraising and itself, which some critics find excessive. Black drivers in Florida were stopped and given tickets for not wearing seatbelts nearly twice as often as whites who drove on the state's roads in 2014, according to a report by the ACLU. At last count, about 2% of the Academy of Motion Pictures members who present the Oscars were black, and an even lower percentage were Latinos. A federal regulator has found that a lab run by Theranos, the Silicon Valley laboratory that promised to perform blood tests with a simple finger stick, violated several clinical standards, including one it said posed a threat to patient safety and had to be immediately corrected. President Obama announced that no more juvenile prisoners in the federal prison system will be held in solitary confinement. Many see such confinement as torture and a significant human rights violation. AIDS Healthcare Foundation has sued the drug company Gilead, saying that the TAF, a proposed new drug, is an obvious modification of tenofovir, intended to stave off generic competition, therefore does not deserve patent protection. Costs for some Gilead drugs can run $80,000 per year. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Movement Foundation, AMFM.